Okay, we are back here in Yeshivat Reishit Yerushalayim, giving the mitzvah. Next mitzvah, Kuf Lamed Vav. Kuf Lamed Vav, and wonderful to see all the people that I was able to see in Chutz La'aretz. And now we are back in Parshas Sav. Continuing Parshas Sav, mitzvahs karban mincha shel kohen gadol b'chol yom, the mitzvah of the special karban that the kohen gadol brings every day. The pasuk tells us in Parshas Sav, after Sheni, Perek Vav, Pasik Yud Beis. Vaydabar Hashem Moshe Lemar. Ze Karban Aaron Uvana V'sheyekrivu LaShem B'yom Himashachoso. This is the Karban of Aaron and his sons on the day that we anoint him. Asiris Ho'efa Solas Mincha Tamid. In Asiris, a tenth of an Efa of flour. Machatzisa B'boker Machatzisa B'arev. Half in the morning and half in the afternoon. Al machavas bashem en teasem, or bechas to Vienna, you put it, we bake it on a machvas, that's why it's called chavitin, the minchas chavitin, tufidei minchas pitim, goes through the psukim. If you look in the patches of the psukim, it's very difficult, because it says, biyomi mashach oso, on the day that he's anointed, and then it says, every day. So that's why Chazal learn out from these psukim that there are really three karbanos that are embedded in these psukim. Number one is what's called the minchas chinuch, which is the Minchas Chinuch himself. We'll talk about, hopefully, at the end of the commentary, if we get to it today, and that is the first day that a Kohen serves in the Beis HaMikdash, he brings a special carbon called the Minchas Chinuch. That's Mechanechim. That's getting him ready to do the Avodah, or that is the first Avodah that he does. That's number one. Number two, the second carbon learned out from these psukim, and Rashi here quotes both of these. The second carbon learned out from these psukim is the special carbon that the Kohen Gadol brings every single day. So that's how you split the pasuk in half. B'yomi Mashachoso is about every Kohen, and the second half of the pasuk, half in the morning, half at night, in the afternoon, so that is the special carbon that the Kohen Gadol brings every single day. So both of those are learned out from these psukim. There's another carbon that's somewhat unusual, and that is, let's say the Kohen Gadol, when he first becomes the Kohen Gadol, he might bring a special carbon. Some say that's only if he went straight to being a Kohen Gadol. If he was a Kohen Hedyot and then a Kohen Gadol, so then he already brought his Minchas Chinuch when he started being a Kohen Hedyot. He might not have to bring another one when he becomes the Kohen Gadol. That's a discussion in Maseches Menachos, but at least these two karbanos are for sure in these psukim. Again, the Minchas Chinuch that's brought the first time that a Kohen goes to the Avodah, and number two, the Minchas Chavitin that the Kohen Gadol brings every single day that he does the Avodah. So let's see the chinuch. Shenitz tavinu, we are commanded. Sheyakrav haKohen Gadol mincha b'chol yom pa'amayim. That the Kohen Gadol has to bring a carbon mincha twice a day. As we'll see, it's two halves, but it's twice a day. Ba'boker u'beinu rabayim, in the morning and in the afternoon. Shenemar zeh karban aron uvanav sheyakrav l'Hashem b'chulu v'yenikreis chavitei Kohen Gadol. This is called the chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. Why is this chavitin? Because it's baked in a machvas. That's the frying pan. V'nikreis gamkein minchas Kohen Mashiach. It's also called the mincha of the Kohen Gadol. What is interesting, and that's pointed out by some of the Mefarshim, the Rav Yerucham Fishel Prolau, who is the great Achron that wrote the big fat Sefer Mitzvahs on Rav Sadigo, and points out that both the Rambam and the Chinuch do not mention the Minchas Chinuch. For some reason, in this mitzvah, which includes, these psukim include both of these special karbanas, the Kohen Gadol's carbon brought every day, and the Minchas Chinuch brought the first time the Kohen Gadol, any Kohen does the Avodah. We'll have to talk about if there's any conceptual connection between those two. But both the Chinuch and the Rambam do not mention the Minchas Chinuch. All they mention is the Kohen Gadol special karban. And the question is, why is that? Why don't we mention both of them? Sefer HaMitzvahs. Either way, the Rambam doesn't mention every detail of every karban, but he should mention the basic idea. So, Rav Sadia Gaon, or Rav Chaim Prolau, in his commentary on the Sefer HaMitzvahs, he quotes on page 390. It says in Chela Gimel, page 390, he says, because there's a big difference between the two types of karbanas. Why doesn't the Rambam and the Chinuch mention the karban of the Minchas Chinuch? The Hainu Taima. When you have a special chovas karban, that's what the Kohen Gadol's carbon is. That's counted as a separate mitzvah. Just like you have a chiyuv to bring a chatos, you have a chiyuv to bring an asham, you have a chiyuv to bring anything. So anytime you have a special chiyuv carbon, so you have a chiyuv to do that. You have a chiyuv, and that's counted as a separate mitzvah. Fine, that's why the Kohen Gadol's carbon is counted. But the minchas chinuch, the carbon that every Kohen has to bring on the first day that he does the Avodah, that's not the same type of personal obligation that every Kohen has. You know what the point of that carbon is? So that everyone around could see that you're ready to do the Avodah. So you do the first Avodah in front of everybody, and everybody witnesses, and everybody sees what you're doing. So it's kind of like mirroring the Miluim. The Miluim that Aaron and his sons, in Parsha Shmini, it's described that Moshe Rabbeinu taught Aaron and his sons how to do the Avodah, and he witnessed that, and the Miluim aren't counted. That's just the first Avodah. But it's not counted as a separate mitzvah, even though it's just a historical point. So to hear the first time that a Kohen does the Avodah, it's not a chovas karban in the regular sense. It's just that the first time you do it, we watch you and we make sure that it's good enough, that you're doing it well. Dekiva de mincha zuhi mitaras miluim lechinucho b'avodas mizbeach. Vadai, he says, you have to do it in front of the bezdin. Kedei lenasosa v'lirosim hu raya mukshal avodah. What's the biggest raya? He quotes, and the Rambam quotes this. The minchas chinuch that every Kohen does, he has to bring that carbon himself. The mincha of the Kohen Gadol, if he wanted to, he could have a shliach bring that carbon. The minchas chinuch discusses this. Why is that? Because the whole purpose of this carbon of the minchas chinuch is to make sure he could do it properly. That's why he himself has to do it. The mincha of the Kohen Gadol, it's his chovas carbon, but you can make a shliach to bring any carbon. So too, you can make a shliach during this carbon. That's why only the Kohen Gadol's one is mentioned in the mitzvah, because that's a regular chovas carbon. Masha Enkein, the one related to every Kohen when he starts doing the avodah. I'll read you again the Ruvachim Fishel. Vadei tzarach lo'ovda biyado, b'mayim en abezen agadol, shablishkas agazis, kedei lanasoso, v'leros, imhu rayu mukshal avodah, dumya demiluim, shebemishkan, shenizchansu aron uvanav, aide moshe b'mamadu, umoshe v'makam tzedeju gadolakoi. And therefore, it's not a chovas akarban. Masha'enke, when it comes to the carbon of the Kohen Gadol, that's a real chovas karban that he is a chiyuv to bring it every single day. The Mitzvah Samela quotes this Yerucham Fishel Perlau, and he also says, "On v'chein b'chavite Kohen Gadol, shmevi b'chal yom lo matzino din de boy over the biyado." He doesn't have to do it himself. Umavurdi, so dina lamidin chinuchu elamidin karbanhu. That's an important point. Why in this mitzvah nowhere is mentioned the minchas chinuch? The minchas chinuch discusses the minchas chinuch in the end, in Os Tess, the end of the Minchas Chinuch. Hopefully we'll get to that later, but it's not in the Chinuch anywhere. Okay, let's continue now. Mishar Shei Mitzvah, let's get to some Ashkafa behind the mitzvah. Why does the Kohen Gadol have to bring a carbon every single day? Special carbon. There's nobody else. The king doesn't have to bring a special carbon every day. Why do you have to have a separate Torah written for himself? But he doesn't have to bring a special carbon every day. Say, okay, he's the most special Kohen. But what's the point of having a special carbon every single day? So it says Mishar Shei Mitzvah. Let's cap a number of ideas. Number one, Lefi Sha Kohen Agadol Hu Ashliach Bein Yisrael Abim Shemeshamayim. We know the Kohen Gadol is the ultimate shliach between the Jewish people and Hashem. Klomar, ki hu anosei tefila elav ba'adam. He carries their prayer for them. Va'al yidei tefilosav u'maisei karbonosav hem mischaprim. They achieve kapara through him. He is the connector in the ultimate sense. Lachain ra'ui la'ish kazeh lios lo karban miyuchat tmidi. So it's only appropriate that he has a special karban, a constant special karban. Kemo tmidi atzibur. Just like the tzibur has karbanas every day, so too this ultimate representative of the tzibur should have a karban every day. Kamosha tmidim, shnayim layom, and just like the karban tamid is once in the morning, once in the afternoon, we'll get to that mitzvah b'Hashem later on in Parshas Pinchas, nischayifu gam ke lahakrib minchas b'mayim biyom. It's like his karban tamid. The tzibur has a karban tamid, and then the one who represents B'nai Yisrael in the world of karbanos to Hashem, he also has his own karban tamid. And that's why it's half in the morning, half in the afternoon. The calls in Isvach alatam shamayinu b'karban. And this is all about what we said, that karbanos are all about to inspire us. Kedei she'is oru kol machshavosav v'yasim daito v'kabanasu eich Hashem baruchu. So our thoughts and our feelings are awakened. Uleman zos yo'al ova lahem. And in this way, it'll help. Why? Ve'ein safek. There is no doubt, says the chinuch. She'ein dome his oris ha'adam kishemakrif karbanu am yuchalo l'kishumakrif karbanu mishuta. Eino dome, if you do something yourself versus when you're a team. When you're a team and it's also part of it, okay. But if you're alone, right, there are different sports. Lahavdil. There's a team sports and then there's single sports. You feel everything. You feel every victory. You feel it much more connected because you're the whole team if it's one person. Mashiach, if it's a team sport, okay, you're part of it. But if something is uniquely yours, then you feel it in a much deeper sense. Says the Chinuch, that's the point of his karban. Yes, the Kohen Gadol is part of the Tzibur, and they bring the karban tamid. But we need the Kohen Gadol to feel his mission, his special mission every day. That's why he has a special karban made out of flour. V'zeh darva yaduo, menusa l'chaladam, it's experienced by everyone. Ki l'masha miyucha lo levado, misor yoser, ein l'harach bazeh. I don't have to speak lengthy about this issue. Number one. Number two, a couple of other ideas. We mentioned the following two ideas in the Parsha Shir. Back in Parsha Sav, Rav Sorotskin, Eznaim LaTorah, says Rav Sorotskin, why biyomi mashach oso? Why does he have to bring a special carbon every day? Says the Eznaim LaTorah. I'll ask another question. Why from the same sukkim do we learn out the Kohen Gadol's carbon every day and the Kohen Hedyot's carbon when he starts the Avodah? What's the connection between the two of them? They learned that from the same pasuk. You're right, Chazal had to decipher the Torah Shebichsav to figure it out. But why the same message? Why says the Azayim LaTorah? Two ideas. One from the Azayim LaTorah, one from Rav Sternbach. Says Azayim LaTorah, a Kohen Hedyot, once he's a Kohen, then he's always a Kohen. He doesn't need to be appointed every single day. Once he's appointed, he's finished. So he basically has to bring a carbon out of Hakaras HaTov that he gets to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. I'm appointed today. I started my Avodah today. It's wonderful. And he brings one Minchas Chinuch. But the Kohen Gadol, he could be removed any day. The Sanhedrin appoints him. He's appointed. So he's appointed, but every day that he's appointed, that he does the Avodah again, it's as if he's reappointed. The fact that he could stay the Kohen Gadol, he has to have tremendous Hakaras HaTov for that. And therefore he has to bring a new carbon. It's as if, he says, Ve'ein Malchus Nogaz B'Chaverta, Kafilu K'mali Nima, V'Harabanus B'Chaveres Es Ba'alei, authority might get to him. And therefore every day he does the Avodah is Panim Chadashos Ba'olakan. It's a new status. V'Alav L'Hodos L'Hashem, and he has to thank Hashem, She'hish'iro B'Kuhunaso, that they left him as the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, it's the same message. The Minchas Chinuch of every Kohen Hedyot, thank you for letting me do the Avodah. The Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, thank you for letting me do the Avodah today, because I know yesterday is no guarantee for today. So that's why the Kohen Gadol has to bring, it's the same idea of the Karban. Rav Sternbach also, in Tam V'Das, says something similar, and that is, we don't want the Kohen Gadol to lose the feeling. We don't want him to lose the feeling. He is the representative. He's going to be able to go into the Kodesh Kodashim. The second that somebody is appointed to a lofty position, if he doesn't focus on his position, it becomes second nature. It becomes, yeah, I'm the president. Yeah, I'm the king. Yeah, he doesn't appreciate his position. So that's why we make him bring a carbon of the Kohen Gadol. Remember every day you're the Kohen Gadol. Remember the achrayas that you have. Remember the responsibility to the Jewish people that you have in terms of your kavanas. Remember the carbon you brought the first day? You got to bring it every single day, because don't lose the feeling. Don't lose the excitement. Don't lose the recognition that you have it every day. And that's also why, we'll get to the halachas in a few minutes, but as Rav Sternbach, that's also why the Kohen Gadol, what does he have to do? He brings half of his carbon in the morning. He has to count out a certain amount of flour. He brings half in the morning and half in the afternoon. Why? Half and half. You always got to think you only did half what you've done so far. You only did half. You have a lot more that you have to do. You have a lot more. You brought a carbon, but you only brought half. You have a lot more. It's like daf beis. Where's the daf aleph? Because you didn't even learn daf aleph. We have a lot more to do. That's what he says. Gam zem mefor lefri darkenu. She yakar hakohen b'chisrono. She la'olam eno shalem. V'ari yurak b'tchilas darko. You have a lot more to do. La'olam tzorach lahosef ometz pavodes Hashem. La'hashlam atzmo madrega achar madrega. You got to go more and more to make sure that you don't lose the feeling. That is the Azayim LaTorah and Rav Sternbach. One other one that we did not mention in the Parsha Shir that I saw recently, and that is Rav Yosef Engel. Rav Yosef Engel in the Gilyonei Hashas, then we'll get on to some of the halachas, in Baba Basra. Rav Yosef Engel in Baba Basra says that, Yesh Lomar, De'ini chaviti kohen gadol shemakriv b'chol yom, it's l'chapara al chet. It's for a kapara. Just like every day B'nai Yisrael get a kapara through the ktores, the Ketores is brought every day. We discussed that mitzvah back in Sefer Shmos. The Kohen Gadol, being on the higher level that he is, he also requires kapara. And because he's on a higher level, he needs a kapara that is more focused on him, and that is personal. We'll see at the end if we have time to go into more of the details of the Gilyonei Hashas. But if you want to look it up, it's in Rav Yosef Engel Sefer on Baba Basra, Kuf Samach Dalad Amid Aleph. Okay, we'll get back to that. Let's get to some of the halachos now of the Chavit Kohen Gadol. Midini HaMitzvah, says the Chinuch. Masha Amru, Keitz Arasiyas Chavit Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah says in Menachos, how do you do the Chavitin? Maybe Yisaron Shalim Shal Kemach Shalim. The Kohen Gadol has to bring an entire Yisaron. An entire Yisaron, which is the shear for Karbanis Mincha. He brings a whole shear in the morning. V'chotzeo v'chatzi Yisaron Shebe Mikdash. And you split it. He splits it in half. Sha'av v'pisha Minchatzi Yisaron Kreva L'chatzoyin. Even though you only offer half of it each time. Klomar, chesio b'boker v'chesio b'erev. Einam is kadeshes l'chatzoyin. You sanctify it whole, but you only burn it half. That's the halacha. Klomar shekula meviya biyichud. You have to bring it all together. Umevi imash losha lugin shemen. You have to bring also 3 lug of oil, which is a lot of oil, more than other karbanas. Uboa solus b'shemen. You mix the flour and the oil. V'cholit osa baroschin. And then you scald it with a little hot liquid. V'losh mikol chatzi yisoran sheish chalos. V'nimsa shehem shteim esrei chalos. And all together, you bake it, and you get 12 chalos, which are really 12 matzahs, we would call it. Only chametz, what we would call challah, is by the carbon todah and by the shtei halechem. But other than that, all the menachas in the Beis HaMikdash are made matzah, not chametz, as we discussed already earlier in Vayikra, the isser of being mechametz, a carbon mincha. But 12 loaves are made. 12 loaves are made. What do you do with the 12 loaves? So, you have to burn half of them in the morning on the mizbeach and half of them on the afternoon. But what does half mean? Let's see. The case at Osa. Mechalik ha-shlosha lugin b'reviyah shem mikdash reviyah slakol chala. Okay, you split up, you put a little of oil with each one. V'ofah chala ma'at, and you bake it a little. V'yachar ga'kola osa la'mach v'asim ha-shemen shalah v'edim b'vash la'harbe. You bake it a little bit. V'yachar ga'chole kol chala l'shtayim k'dei she'yakar v'chetzi b'boker v'chetzi b'erev. You cut each of the chala matzahs in half, and you burn 12 halves in the morning, 12 halves in the afternoon. This is the shita of the Rambam that he is quoting. The Rambam in Hilchos Maaser Karbanos says, V'yakach chole kol chala v'chala l'shnayim ba'omed. You split each chala, you estimate, you break it in half. You don't have to be so exact. K'dei she'yakar v'chetzi b'boker v'chetzi b'erev. Says the Ravid, what in the world is the Rambam talking about? You don't give half of each chala. No, you do 6 in the morning and 6 in the afternoon. You don't have to do, you don't split all 12 and burn half in the morning and half in the afternoon. You take 6 whole ones and you burn those in the morning and 6 whole ones and burn those in the afternoon. Lo shamanu ve'ein la shorish b'shum makom sheyechalku kol chala v'chala. That's the Rambam I'm talking about. Elo l'sheish chalos b'shachos v'sheish b'in arbayim v'atorat nitna lahem midos gedolos v'ktanu sheyemodu b'hen. So what's the machlokas Rambam Ravid? Why does the Rambam say, what's the symbol? Why does the Rambam say, like the Chinuch says here, that you split each challah? Mashiach the Ravid says, no, 6 in the morning, 6 in the afternoon. Or another question, when the Rambam says you split them in half, he says, yeah, but omed, you don't have to be so exact. Sometimes when you cut the challahs, you know, you cut the matzah, the seder, right? It doesn't work out, so half and half, right? The bigger half is usually easy to see, which is going away for the afikoman. So you split them. So why are you allowed to estimate? So, number of the achronim explain, and that is, how do we look at this carbon? It's half in the morning, half in the afternoon. But is it one unified carbon which is just offered at 2 different times? Or is it really 2 carbonos? It might be counted as one mitzvah, but it's 2 separate carbonos. So for example, just continue for a minute. Look in the chinuch, in the last paragraph. The chinuch is clear. Everyone agrees this is one big fat mitzvah in the 613. There's no machlokes, even though there is a machlokes, by similar mitzvahs. The Ramban counts the 2 tmidim brought every day as 2 separate mitzvahs. The Ramban counts kriyashma every day as 2 separate mitzvahs. The Ramban counts Ketores every day as 2 separate mitzvahs. But the Ramban agrees here. Excuse me, says the Chinuch, I think the Ketores also. The Ramban agrees here, says the Chinuch, that it's all one big mitzvah. But even so, the Achronim say conceptually, can we view these 2 halves as really one unified point or 2 separate ones? Maybe the Rambam, who says you have 12 loaves and you split every loaf in half and you give half in the morning, half in the afternoon, he said there's one big idea. That's why you always give halves. That's what he's emphasizing by saying split each loaf. And that's why he says, you know what, how do you split it? You estimate it. Well, a little bigger, a little smaller, no big deal. Why? Because it's all one big idea, according to the Rambam. The Ravid, maybe the Ravid holds, even if you don't want to count it as 2 of the 613, maybe the Ravid is telling us because it's really 2 different karbanos. One in the morning, you split it in half, but it's 6 challahs in the morning and 6 challahs in the afternoon. Maybe that could be part of the lumdus of the Rambam and the Ravid. Okay, a couple of other points related to this carbon. If you want to look in the Oz Gimel of the Menachas Chinuch, what happens? The Mishnah and the Gemara talks a lot about this in Maseches Menachas. What happens if something happens during the day? What happens if in the middle of the day the other half of Yisaron becomes Tameh or gets lost? Or what if the Kohen Gadol dies? What happens in the middle of the day? So in the first case, in Oz Gimel, v'mikra b'shachris v'akach nitmo nevad v'chatzi yisaron shobein arbayim, if something happens, or the Kohen Gadol died and they put another Kohen Gadol instead of him, the halacha is the new Kohen Gadol has to bring a totally new yisaron, split it in half, and be makriv that other half of yisaron in the afternoon. You have half an yisaron from the morning Kohen Gadol, half from the afternoon Kohen Gadol, that'll have to go, that'll be lost. But you can take, if the new Kohen Gadol is appointed in the afternoon, he can't just take the other half left over from the morning Kohen Gadol. He's got to take his own new Yisaron, split it, and take half of that and burn it. But the other Yisaron is still going to be lost, because the halacha of this Karban is that it has to be brought by a Kohen Gadol whole, and then you take half it and burn it each time. The Kohen Gadol's dead, so then you got to bring a whole new Yisaron if you appointed a new Kohen Gadol. What if they didn't get their act together? They didn't get to appoint a new Kohen Gadol. It takes time to appoint a new Kohen Gadol. So that's a machlokas. You bring another whole Yisaron. There's a machlokas. In the Mishnayis, in Oz Dalid, the Minchas Chena quotes it, whether the Yarshim pay for the rest of the Karban or the Tzibor. In Oz Dalid, the Minchas Chena says, Kol Zeb Kohen Gadol Atzmo, Aval Meis Kohen Gadol, if the Kohen Gadol died and there was no one appointed in the interim, Rabbi Yehuda Sover, the Yarshim, Evian Chavitin, the Rabbi Yehuda says, his Yarshim, the Rabbi Shimon Sover, no, it comes from the Tzibor, Michumas Alishka, that's a Machlokas Tanaim, and he points out there's a steer in the Rambam about what the Halacha is. Two final points, though, and that is, in the next paragraph, he says, it doesn't say anywhere, what if the Kohen Gadol didn't die, but he just had a problem with him? Let's say he got a mum, and they didn't appoint the new Kohen Gadol yet. So he says, so what do you do? The whole special dinim are learned out from Sukkim, that if he dies, this is what you do. But if he didn't die, what do you do? So he suggests that you don't bring it. The big chiddush, but he says, I think they don't bring it, because there's no source for it. There's no source for what you're supposed to do, so that's his suggestion that you don't bring it. That is number one. Number two, the last point I wanted to mention, two other points I just wanted to mention, and that is, number one, in Os Zion, in the Menchas Chinuch, he quotes, there is a halacha, quoted from the Maseches Sukkah Daf Mem Zion, there's a halacha called the Mitzvah of Lina, and that is, if every time we bring a karban, there's a halacha that we're not allowed to leave the Yerushalayim that day. If you bring a karban, you got to sleep over that night. Right, that's for the last day of Yontif. Got to sleep over. You can't make a run for it right after Yontif. Got to sleep over. Mitzvah of Lina. So says the Minchas Chinuch, wait a second. The Kohen Gadol has to bring a carbon every single day. So you know what? That's why the Kohen Gadol has to live in Yerushalayim. Because every day he has to sleep there. Because every day he has a chiyuv to bring a carbon. He says, the Rambam quote, that he has to live in the Yerushalayim. Nobody knows the source. I'm telling you, this is the source. Because he has to bring a carbon every single day. There's a mitzvah to sleep over in Yerushalayim every time you bring a carbon. That's why the Kohen Gadol has to live in Yerushalayim. That's the fascinating ha'ara of the Minchas Chinuch in Oz Zion. This is the source for that Rambam that he has to live in Yerushalayim. Number one. The last point I wanted to mention, and that is related to the Minchas Chinuch. We mentioned at the beginning that the Minchas Chinuch, the carbon that every Kohen brings on the first day does the Avoda, is also discussed here. So in the second paragraph of Oz Tes, he says, Ani Mesupak. What happened if a Kohen does not bring his Minchas Chinuch? He does some other Avoda. Is the Minchas Chinuch a chiv that every Kohen has? And if he does any other avodah, he still has to bring it. He'll bring it tomorrow, bring it the next day. Or do we say no? By definition, like we said before, the Minchas Chinuch is his entering into avodah. It's his first avodah. So Mamela, if he did something else instead, then he blew it. The Minchas Chinuch, by definition, has to be his first avoda. If he did a different avoda instead of what the Torah demanded, okay, he lost out. It's not that there's tashlumin. It has to be, by definition, that it has to be his first avoda. So he has that suffix, whether if he did not bring it first, whether he has to bring it again or not. That's an interesting question that he asked. Maybe dafka, only if he didn't do any other avoda, but if not, not. Okay, so we'll have to stop here. Baruch Hashem, we will continue. Baruch Hashem, we're back. We'll continue tomorrow with the next mitzvah. Parsha Shir tonight, 8:45.